Welcome back. In this lesson, we're getting into a very specific, very powerful DNB move, the think method switch up. And by that I mean a bass line that doesn't just loop, it reacts. It evolves in phrases, it answers the drums, and then it flips into a variation that feels earned. We're working in Ableton Live 12, and the vibe we're aiming for is old school jungle, early DNB, and darker rollers. So this is not about making the bass as complex as possible. It's about making it feel alive. The bass should feel like it's thinking ahead of the break. A good way to frame this is simple. A loop repeats. A bass line converses. That's the difference. For this lesson, we're going to build a 4-bar bass system that can loop into a full 16-bar section and still feel fresh. We'll use a solid mono sub, a moving mid layer, and then we'll create a switch up at the end of the phrase using rhythm, pitch, filter, or distortion changes. The key is to keep one stable anchor, while letting one part of the sound mutate. So let's start with the foundation. First, build your bass as 2 layers, either on separate MIDI tracks or inside an instrument rack if you want to keep things tidy. The first layer is the sub. Use operator or wave editable and keep it super simple. Assign wave, mono, clean, and stable. This part is about weight, not attitude. You want the sub to hold the low end together and not wander around too much. Keep it mostly on the root note, maybe with the occasional fifth or octave if the phrase needs it. If the notes are a little too connected, use a tiny amount of glide, but keep it subtle. A useful starting point is to put a utility after the synth and set the width to 0, just to lock that sub into mono discipline. That's really important in jungle and DNB. If the sub is unstable, the whole groove starts to wobble in the wrong way. Now for the mid layer. This is where the character lives. Use wave-eatable, analog, or operator with a richer sound. A detuned saw combination works really well for that Reese-like movement. You can run it through a filter, then add saturator or roar to give it some bite. This layer can move, widen, distort, and animate. That's the part that gives your bass line personality. A nice mindset here is, the sub is the spine, the mid is the expression. Once the layers are in place, start writing a simple 2-bar motif. Keep it tight. Don't try to make a full song inside one phrase. In fact, a strong DNB bass line often works best with only a few notes. Try thinking in terms of question and answer. Bar 1 establishes the idea, and bar 2 replies with a small change. That change could be an octave jump, a different ending note, or just a slight rhythmic shift. For darker jungle vibes, stick to notes that feel tense and moody. Root, minor 3rd, 5th, minor 7th, and maybe a chromatic approach note into the root. You want it musical, but you also want it to feel a little dangerous. Now here's a big lesson. The bass should serve the break, not fight it. So bring in your drum break or build your drum pattern around a classic jungle style groove. Listen to where the snare lands. Listen to the ghost notes, the kick pickups, the break accents. Your bass line wants to leave space there. In a live DNB, the bass feels strongest when it hits just before or just after the snare, not directly on top of everything. If you're building a 16-bar drop, think in 2-bar cells. That's a really useful coach note. Don't think, what is my full 16-bar idea? Think, what happens in the first 2 bars, and how do I slightly devolve it every 2 bars after that? That approach makes it much easier to create progression without losing identity. For example, bars 1 and 2 can establish the main groove. Bars 3 and 4 might add a little answer note or a small pitch movement. Bars 5 through 8 can keep that core idea going, while subtly opening the tone or changing the last note. Then by the time you hit the end of the phrase, the switch up feels natural, because the listener has already accepted the pattern. Now let's bring in the modulate part. This is where the think method really comes alive. You want modulation that feels intentional, not random. Pick 1 or 2 controls that can shape movement. Grid choices are filter cutoff, wave editable position, saturation drive, or width on the mid layer. You can also map these to macros inside an instrument rack, which is very smart in Live 12 because it makes the sound easy to perform and automate. If you're using auto filter, automate the cutoff very gently over the phrase. Don't do a giant sweeping move unless you want a dramatic transition. For old school DNB, subtle is often heavier. A small cutoff rise across the last bar can make the switch up feel way more powerful than a huge dramatic filter blast. If you're using wave editable, try a slow LFO on the wave editable position, but keep the depth modest. The idea is to create a little movement inside the note, not turn the whole bass into a wobble patch. Think pulse, not chaos. Now for the actual switch up. The switch up should feel like the bass line has evolved, not like you changed the whole track. The most important thing is to choose one main change and maybe one supporting change. For example, you could change the rhythm and open the filter slightly, or you could jump the final note up an octave and add a little extra drive. But you probably don't want to change rhythm, octave, filter, stereo width, and distortion all at once unless you're going for a huge moment. A clean way to do it is this: keep the motif recognizable for the first three bars, then in the fourth bar alter one major element. Maybe the last half bar becomes shorter notes. Maybe the final note jumps up an octave. Maybe a tension note creeps in just before the turnaround, like a semitone above or below the root, and then resolves right back. That tiny bit of tension can hit really hard in dark DNB. Here's a really effective advanced move: make the bass say something, then answer itself with a mutation. That's the whole conversation idea. The groove stays familiar, but the last bar feels like it's pointing into the next section. If you want extra old-school character, resampling is a huge weapon. Once your mid-bass is moving well, record it to audio. Then chop the best phrase. You can reverse a tiny tail, trim the timing, or rebounce it with more grit. This is where things start to feel less like a pristine plugin preset and more like hardware-era jungle energy. When you resample, keep an ear on the mix. Use EQ8 to clean up any low-end clutter, and if the sound gets too harsh, tame the top a bit. Add saturation or drum bus carefully if you want more density. But remember, distort the mid more than the sub. The sub should stay clean enough to hit hard in the club. Now, an important arrangement point. The switch-up lands better when the section around it is disciplined. Make the first part of the phrase stable. Make the variation feel earned. If everything changes constantly, nothing feels like a moment. But if you hold back for a few bars, that last bar mutation hits much harder. You can also use tiny arrangement tricks to make the switch-up feel bigger. For example, mute the bass for a beat before a fill, or drop the sub for one short moment so the next phrase lands into a vacuum. That kind of contrast is classic DNB energy. The drums breathe, the bass disappears for a second, and then the drop comes back with attitude. Let's talk about the mix, because this matters a lot. Keep the sub mono. Keep the mid layer out of the sub zone with a high pass if needed. Use EQ8 to carve space for the snare and the break presence, especially if the bass is muddy around the low mids. A small dip around the 180 to 300 Hz area can help if the bass is masking the crack of the drum break. And always check mono compatibility. A bass line that sounds huge in stereo but weak in mono is not ready yet. A really good habit is to listen at lower volume. If the switch-up still reads clearly when it's quiet, it's probably strong enough. If you only notice the change when everything is cranked, it may be too subtle or too messy. Here's a quick challenge to reinforce the idea. Build a two-bar bass line using sub and mid layers. Keep it to only three or four notes in a minor key. Duplicate it into four bars. Then in the fourth bar, change only one thing: rhythm, octave, filter cutoff, or distortion amount. Add a small automation rise over the last bar. Then play it against a break and fix any clashes before adding more effects. That exercise forces you to stay focused on the phrase, not just the sound design. A few more pro tips while you work. Use ghost notes very lightly if you want a spoken, conversational feel. Try octave shadowing on the final note if you want punctuation. If you want more forward pull, shift one repeated note a little later by a 16th note. That tiny rhythmic displacement can make the whole phrase feel like it's leaning forward. And remember, in darker rollers, the most powerful switch-up is often the least flashy one. Sometimes just shifting the last two notes and opening the filter a touch is enough. That subtlety can feel way heavier than a giant fill. So let's wrap this up. The core idea here is to build a bass line that stays familiar while evolving at the end of the phrase. In jungle and old-school DNB, that means a stable mono sub, a moving mid layer, one controlled switch up, and note placement that respects the break. If you remember just one thing from this lesson, let it be this: don't write bass like a static loop. Write it like a conversation with the drums. That's how you get bass lines that feel alive, DJ friendly, and properly DNB. Now go build that phrase, let it breathe, and make the switch up hit like it was always meant to be there.